Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following the July unrest, I don't know what we call it, unrest, riots, insurrection. I don't even know what the real term is that we're meant to be using, and we have to be quite careful about our language. But we wanted to understand from the Human Rights Commission, what was their mandate and what has their finding been? Gushwell Brooks is a communications coordinator at the SAHRC. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And good morning to yourself and to your listeners as well.
So it's the more we're reading, or the more we read of your findings, the more disturbing this is becoming. Did you go into it thinking that this was what you were going to unravel?
Look, I mean, just to clarify, we haven't made any findings thus far. We're still undergoing the hearing process. We're still listening to the oral evidence being presented by the likes of, yesterday we heard from the police minister, Becky Kwele.
Right.
And findings, and we will release our findings once we have completed the report. But yes, I guess it is a major concern hearing some of the testimony and the evidence that we've heard thus far. You know, from the KwaZulu-Natal leg and the murders that we heard about, all the way through to the lack of seeming, or the seeming lack of intelligence and the inability of the police to effectively respond. So yes, it has been concerning indeed.
Right, and one of the things, and we've certainly spoken about this here with regard to the Zondo report and all sorts of other things, sometimes more damage is done when you look into these things if no action follows. Because then all you do is you bring these terribly ugly things to light, and then then there's no action. So it's almost more frustrating. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it is a legitimate concern, and what it points to is obviously the fact that people want some form of accountability. People want to see some form of action being taken. And as you rightly pointed out, it's a point to sort of unveiling everything, and nothing is being done about it. But I think also we need to contextualize and understand what is the aim and the purport of the various commissions of inquiry. And I do think that they do become conflated. Mm-hmm. And I think that expectations do not necessarily match what the aim and purpose of a particular process is. In the instance of the South African Human Rights Commission, we are looking into the human rights violations that were committed in the unrest, because it's our specific mandate as the South African Human Rights Commission to promote, protect, as well as monitor the attainment of human rights within South Africa. We do not have a mandate to, for example, prosecute people.
Of course.
We do not have a mandate to take executive action. As the as you would know, there was also a report recently released by the expert panel made up of three individuals.
Yes.
And those particular report focused on executive responsibility and accountability in this instance. We're not doing that. What we are doing is we examining the human rights violations that occurred during that period. And we're already aware of numerous violations, whether it be freedom, the violation of the right to freedom and security of the person, whether it be the violation of the right to life, because we know that more than 300 people died, whether it be, the right to equality and the impact. Economic rights. So that is the specific focus of the South African Human Rights Commission. And then to hold the state as well as private individuals and entities to account based on those particular rights.
Right. So in other words, what you are doing is your mandate is very, very specifically focused on human rights abuses. That information, once it is now available, can be used to paint a greater picture.
And of the South African Human Rights Commission. So in other words, right, we're not going to be responsible for the arrest of particular individuals. We might make those recommendations or make those directives in our report, but it's ultimately not vested with us. We can't decide which minister gets fired, which mayor gets fired, and so on. But we can obviously make recommendations and directives based on what we find in this hearing.
Right. And what is the process that you go through in order to unpack this and in order to make your observations or
So this is the second leg of these hearings. It started last year. For 3 weeks, we sat in KwaZulu-Natal and heard the testimony, obviously, from governments, private individuals, businesses, civil society. Mm. And the same process is going to be replicated in the Gauteng leg. That's why we wrapped up the KwaZulu-Natal leg of the oral evidence, and that's why we heard from Minister Becky Kwele yesterday. Mm. Mm. After that, we're also going to listen to members of the media, civil society, government officials from here, and community leaders that were also impacted here, and obviously people that's going to provide us with some form of analysis around why this happened and what are some of the major concerns that we need to look at. And then after that, we also have received written submissions from various sectors of society, which we will also then evaluate and review. And that, at that stage, that is when we can compile the report and release it. I can't give a definitive deadline at this stage and say that we will do it within the next 3 to 6 months. However, of course, we see this in a very serious light, and the commission is going to push to get it released as soon as possible.
Do you find
our directives and recommendations?
Is there a genuine willingness from the state entities to engage in this and to determine exactly what happened and why?
That's why we've been lucky. In that, initially, as I said, we had cooperation, but we had certain members of government, for lack of a better term, who did not cooperate. We were going to subpoena them because we have the powers of subpoena. However, we were lucky in that they returned and they came back to us, and they have cooperated thus far. So therefore, we have not had to subpoena anyone at this particular stage. But obviously, if we do run into that as an obstacle, we do have the option and the opportunity to be able to subpoena. And make sure that people cooperate and are legally compelled to cooperate.
Right, because it's obviously so vital, and there's a very good chance that this is going to, and has already, as you mentioned, even following the other report that we've seen, it's a terrible indictment on some of our state structures, and your report unfortunately can't backtrack, well, is unlikely to backtrack, and everything we've seen in terms of evidence as well, and everything we've seen along the way, we are unlikely to suddenly see state entities in a more positive light. So this can't be very, very positive for government, but yet absolutely vital that we go through this and understand it so that we can try and prevent this type of thing happening again.
Yeah, I think we also need to look at the legal force behind it. I mean, in terms of the expert panel and what they had done and the report that they had put together and the findings that they had made, it might hold a different, for lack of a better term, constitutional muster or legal muster as compared to this particular report, because this report in itself, it's an independent report by the South African Human Rights Commission. We weren't instructed by government. This is action that we have taken, and accompanying that, we have specific constitutional and legal powers to be able to act on. So in other words, the worst case scenario that I believe you're hoping we do not encounter, but could it all likely occur, is that we just simply ignored. If that is the case, I think that the law and the constitutional court not too long ago made it clear that as Chapter 9 institutions, when we make findings, when we make recommendations, and when we make directives, that those hold the force of law, that you can't just simply ignore them. You can't just decide that you are not going to execute them, because then you are breaking the law, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
So we will legally enforce, obviously, whatever findings we make. And the same applies to those who do not agree with our findings. They have the opportunity and the option to obviously have it challenged through legal means.
Absolutely fantastic. Kushwell Brooks, Communications Coordinator at the South African Human Rights Commission, doing incredibly important work. Thank you for chatting to us this morning. It is 6:57. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 FM. Good morning.